Second Chronicles, the 13th chapter. Second Chronicles, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse number 13. Second Chronicles, the 13th chapter. Don't be confused with Paul's letter of 2 Corinthians. Don't be confused by that. I sometimes get them a little confused. But 2 Chronicles, found in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse from the New Revised Standard Version, it reads as thusly, Jeroboam had set an ambush around to come on them from behind. Thus his troops were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. When Judah turned, the battle was in front of them and behind them. They cried out to the Lord, and the priest blew the trumpets. Then the people of Judah raised the battle shout. And when the people of Judah shouted, God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The Israelites fled before Judah, and God gave them into their hands. Abijah and his army defeated them with great slaughter. 500,000 picked men of Israel fell slain. Thus the Israelites were subdued at that time, and the people of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Let us pray. To our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, we speak to you now. We ask that your presence would come, for it is preaching time.
Yes.
And we're excited to hear what thus saith the Lord. God, I ask that you would use me on today.
Yes.
God, that you would preach through me. And then, God, that you would bless this awaiting congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If for just a few moments today, we're preaching on the subject, keep on shouting. Keep on shouting. Within our text today, we find two characters, two main characters. The first character is King Jeroboam, who is serving in his 18th year of Israel. The second character that we find is Abijah, who reigned over Judah, and he took over for his father, Rehoboam, after he had died. 2 Chronicles, the 13th chapter, is an elaboration of 1 Kings, chapter 15, verse number 6. Previously, Rehoboam was in a constant war between Jeroboam before his death. Like father, Abijah engages in a war with Jeroboam. Abijah's battle crew, representing Judah, comprised of 400,000 picked men. Each of them were valiant warriors. Jeroboam's mighty warriors, representing Israel, comprised of 800,000 men. So for math experts, that is a 2-to-1 ratio. So at first glance, it looks like Israel would be the stronger army because they outnumber Judah. But stay tuned to see how this story is going to end. Abijah goes to a mountain in the hill country of Ephraim and proclaims these words. Listen to me, Jeroboam and all of Israel. Abijah asked them a question. Do you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave kingship over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant of salt? Now salt, a covenant of salt in this instance, means that the kingship of David will be enduring. However, Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who was a servant and son of David, rebelled against his Lord. In addition to this, there was division among the ranks. A young and inexperienced Rehoboam was exploited by Jeroboam and a crew of worthless scoundrels. Abijah makes a strong statement to King Jeroboam and Israel, saying, "And now you think you can withstand the kingdom of the Lord because you have a great army and a golden calf that Jeroboam made for you. You have driven out the priest of the Lord, the descendants of Aaron, the Levites, and have made priests for yourselves." Clearly, Abijah is making the case that Israel has left the God of their ancestors and Israel has lost its way. Abijah then begins to tell Israel that Judah has not abandoned God. The priests are still ministering to the Lord by fulfilling their duties. Every morning and every evening they offer burnt offerings to the Lord. They set bread out on the table of pure gold. And they care for the golden lampstand so that it can burn every evening. Judah has kept the charge of the Lord. However, Israel has abandoned God. Therefore, God has abandoned Israel. Have you ever felt like God's presence was missing from your life? You might want to check to see if you have left God through your actions. Abijah gives Israel a warning. At the head of Judah's army is God. The priests have the battle trumpets to sound the call to battle. Abijah requests Israel not to fight against the Lord, the God of their ancestors, for Israel cannot succeed. Are there times in your life where you have fought a battle against God? You see, we will never win a battle against God. There have been many people that have tried, but every one of them have lost in some way, shape, or form. Hence, Jeroboam and Israel do not heed the command of Abijah. They begin to engage in battle against Judah. Jeroboam had set an ambush to come on Judah from behind. So when Judah turned, the battle was in front of them and behind them. The enemy had Judah surrounded from every direction. What a tough situation to be in. Have you been in a situation where it seemed the enemy was everywhere? The enemy was attacking your family, your career, your faith, and your health at the same time. It seemed as if there would be no relief in sight. What do you do when the enemy blocks you in and keeps you from reaching the next level? What do you do when the enemy falls false your faith with lies? What happens when the enemy tries to discourage you from chasing after the presence and the anointing of God? Sometimes in life the devil will send attacks simultaneously. You know, before this Spring Fest 2015, just before about a week ago, you know, we had so many issues going on with the church. The heat went out. The water failed on us. It was a leak downstairs. God, there were so many difficulties that we had to deal with right before the revival. It was like the enemy was coming in all at one time. The weather wasn't cooperating. The snow was on the ground. The ice was on the ground. We wondered, where's anybody going to be here? Would the weather cooperate? All of these attacks simultaneously came together. But I tell you, usually when the devil attacks simultaneously, when everything comes against you at the same time, usually when this happens, there's a major victory ahead. So what did the 400,000 warriors of Judah do? They cried out to the Lord. They didn't give up or fight with their own hands. They surrendered the fight to the Lord. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that's when you should cry out to the Lord. It doesn't matter what the problem or the circumstance is. Cry out to the Lord. For God hears the voices of His children. Not only did the warriors of Judah cry out, but the priests blew the trumpets. As soon as they did this, the people of Judah raised the battle shout. Now let me tell you this, God responds to a battle shout. You see, there is a season for quietness and calmness. But when your back is up against the wall and the door to your dreams is about to close, you have to release the Spirit of God within you and begin to shout. I believe the people of Judah had a shout that sounded just like this. Before Abijah and Judah. When the people of God are faithful and shout, God defeats the enemy right in front of you. You see, it pays to shout before the Lord sometimes. You see, some of us haven't shouted in years. Some of us have been taught to shout only when we are angry or upset. And some of us have been told to only shout at a protest. Oh, but when we release our faith in God into the atmosphere, it will motivate us to shout. We want our faith to be heard. We want the devil to know that because we serve a victorious God, we will shout in the time of battle. My parents always told me when I was growing up that if a stranger tries to kidnap you, shout so that someone can hear you. So I declare today that if the enemy tries to kidnap your dream, your destiny, your purpose, your witness, your story, your faith, your family, or your health, shout, shout, shout so that God can hear you. One of the reasons why God heard the shout of the people and defeated their enemy was because the people of Judah relied on the Lord. They prevailed because they relied on the Lord, their God. Their shout wasn't an empty shout. You know, some people come to church and
empty shot. It's a fictitious shot. But no, they didn't have an empty shot. This shout was a shout believing that God would back them up. They knew that God would come to their rescue. Do you believe that God will back you up? Are you relying on the Lord for everything in your life? In order to be victorious in every aspect of your life, you have to rely on the Lord. You see, we cannot rely on our education. We cannot rely on our career. We cannot rely on our bank account. We cannot even rely on our families. We have to rely on the Lord, our God. I have to tell you, relying on the Lord every day is a tough task. How do we rely on the power of God? One way is to keep shouting, keep praying, keep fasting, keep singing, keep worshiping, keep believing, keep tithing, keep giving, keep loving God first, and keep obeying God's word. We have to keep doing these things because the enemy is like a lion seeking to devour our faith and our confidence in the Lord. So even when it doesn't make any sense, keep shouting. When the bills are due, keep shouting. When there's a bad report of your health, keep shouting. When there's a life-altering decision to make, keep shouting. When you feel sad and lonely, keep shouting. I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. We have got the victory because God has the victory. Keep shouting. Don't stop. For my name is victory. Your name is victory. Our name is victory. Keep shouting. I dare somebody to shout. I dare somebody to shout. Some of you have been quiet along way too long. Some of you, the devil has kept a muzzle on your praise far too long. I dare you to shout. I dare you to give God praise this morning. I dare you to give God the glory this morning. I dare you to give God some praise this morning. I dare you to shout. Oh, the enemy has had your voices quieted far too long. You, somebody ought to shout in the house today. I don't know where you are, but you've been battling some pain. You've been dealing with some difficult situations, but you know it feels good to shout. It feels good just to say hallelujah. It feels good just to say thank you, Jesus. It feels good just to wave your hands and throw your head back and say hallelujah. For God, you are a victorious God. You win every single battle. You take care of every single storm. You take everything. God, I worship you. I praise you. I exalt your name. I say hallelujah. For you are worthy. 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 Hallelujah. For God is a battle axe. He's a tyrant of God. He's a battle axe. In the time of trouble, he's a way maker. Would you see no way? Hallelujah! 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 Keep on shouting. Keep on shouting. On Monday, keep on shouting. On Tuesday, keep on shouting. Wednesday, keep on shouting. When the pain hits your leg, keep on shouting. Keep on shouting. When the pain hits your stomach, keep on shouting. When you get weak in the midnight hour, keep on shouting. Oh God, just keep on shouting. Keep on believing. Sometimes you gotta sacrifice the way you feel, and you just gotta press into His presence. God, I don't feel like it today. God, I don't feel like reading my word today. God, I don't feel like praying today. But you got to move forward past the flesh. And you got to continue to seek God. The devil wants to attack. The devil wants to destroy your faith. The devil wants to destroy your dream. But you just got to keep on shouting. Because at the end of the day, my God is a victorious God. At the end of the day, my God will make a way out of no way. At the end of the day, my God will restore everything that was lost. At the end of the day, my God will win every battle. I don't care what obstacle goes your way. I don't care what hurdle blocks you. I don't care what the devil might do to you. But the God I serve, the God I serve, when I start to shout, when I start to make a sound of praise, when I begin to make a sound, God will hear my cry and say, victory is mine. Victory is ours. Victory is ours. Keep shouting. Let us pray. God our Father. God our Creator. Jesus our Redeemer. Holy Spirit our Comforter. Holy Spirit our Encourager. God, it's these reasons why we keep on shouting. Because we believe in the God that we serve. God, we see the God that we serve. God, that we don't serve man. We don't serve people. But God, we serve you. God, we serve a risen Savior. A risen Savior that is full of power and of grace. We serve a risen Savior that's full of love and full of hope and full of joy. God, we serve a risen Savior who has defeated all of the enemy. God, He has defeated, He has the keys to hell. So no longer worrying about His mind, folk gonna be defeated. No longer worried about it. Am I gonna lose the battle? No, I'm not worried about that. Because I know God. I know you, Jesus. I know you, Jesus. I know what you're able to do. You can do anything but fail. God, I know what you can do. Jesus, I know that you can make a way. Jesus, I know that you can heal the sick. I know that you can raise the dead. I know that you can you can get rid of the demons. I know what you can do. I know that you can do it. God, you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than whatever we can think or imagine. And so for that reason, God, we're going to keep on shouting. God, keep on shouting. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on fasting. Because I want to see what the end's going to be. I want to see. I'm not concerned about what man's going to do to me. I don't care what man may think of me because I'm shouting. I don't care what man may think. All I'm concerned with is how you feel. God, I'm concerned with what your way is. God, I'm concerned with how you're going to think of me. Because at the end of the day, when this life is over, there's only going to be one person standing in the room. And actually, it'll be Jesus at the door. And He's going to ask me, did you praise my name? Did you keep on shouting? And I want my answer to be yes. Lord, yes, I stayed in your will. I stayed in your way. I kept the faith. I fought the good fight. And I finished my course. God, thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Help us to keep on shouting. Amen.